Kof Tes Shavat, Monday the 4th of February, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zahn. Mitzvah Binyan Beis Hamikdosh.
Morning, Rabbi Chaim. We have a pasuk in this week's Sedra. Also in Mikdosh, was a chanti b'seicha, famous pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Hamchira, the Rambam says, the very first Rambam, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh, lasois bayis l'akadosh baruch hu. It's a mitzvah saseh to make a bayis l'akadosh baruch hu, to make a Beis Hamikdosh. Shneimar va'asul imikdosh. So this pasuk of va'asul imikdosh is telling us the mitzvah saseh deraisa incumbent upon us, situations permitting, that we should make a Beis HaMikdash. So, Be'ez HaShem, I'd like to say a couple of ha'aras about this mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam later on, that was Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, it tells us who is mechuyev in this mitzvah. To whom does this mitzvah apply? And the Rambam says, "Hakoyel chayavim libnois." Everyone is chayav. Anoshim v'noshim, both ladies and men, noshim and anoshim. Everybody is mechuyev to build a Beis HaMikdash. And then the Rambam apparently brings a raya. How do you know that even noshim are also mechuyev? Maybe only men are mechuyev to build it. And the Rambam adds on, "Kemikdash hamidbar," like the mikdash in the midbar. In other words, like the Mishkan, like we see in the Mishkan. So also, for Doris, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Noshim are also not only Anoshim, but Noshim are also Mechuyev in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, what's the Raya of the Rambam? The Rambam says, Kemikdash HaMidbar, it seems, in the Mishkan it was posher that the Noshim were Mechuyev to be involved in the building, in the construction of the Mishkan. So the Rambam is making a comparison. Just like we see the Noshim were mechuyev in the building in the construction of the Mishkan, so also the Doiris, they are mechuyev in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So where do we see, says the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam see that the Noshim are mechuyev in the binyan of the Mishkan? Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam was referring, was basing his raya on a pasuk in Vayakel. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Vayakel, when the Pasuk basically goes over Parshas Truma, it's more or less a Chazara of Parshas Truma. So the Pasuk says, that speaks about the Noshim, that the Noshim, B'chol HaNoshim Asher Nosa Libon Oysona, all the Noshim who had the Chachma, Tavu Esoizim, they were spinning the hair of the goats. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, so you see the Noshim were evolved. From here, the Rambam brought a raya that the Noshim were mechuyev to build a Mishkan, and therefore we go a step further. Punkt Azrevi, the Noshim were mechuyev to build a Mishkan. They're also mechuyev l'doyres to construct the Beis HaMikdash. So there's two haras on this. First, slightly in brackets, a gavurucha, but there's a beautiful meshachachma. There's two psukim here in Vayakel about the Noshim, one after the other. One is Pasuk Chav Hei, and one is Pasuk Chav Vav. The first Pasuk Chav Hei is, V'chol Isha Chachmas Leiv, every wise Isha, B'yadeha Tovu. That's one Pasuk. The next Pasuk, the very next Pasuk, V'chol HaNoshim, Asher Nosa Libon, Oysona B'chachma, all the Noshim who are Chachma, Tovu Esa Izin. So the Mesh Chachma asks, the first Pasuk, it says, Loshen Yochid, V'chol Ha'isha. The second Pasuk, it's Loshen Rabim, V'chol HaNoshim, Asher Nosa Libon Oysama. So why does the Pasuk change from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabim? Says the Mesh Chachma, Noshim are more susceptible to becoming Tomei than Anoshim. An Isha can become a Zava, a Nida, a Yeledes. They're more prone to becoming Tomei. An Isha who's Tomei, obviously, can't be engaged in the building of the Mishkan or the building of the Mishkan, because she's going to make whatever she builds tummy. There's one thing which is not Mekabel Tumah. Something in the building of the Mishkan and the construction of the Mishkan which is not Mekabel Tumah. On the Pasuk of V'chol Tovu Es Ha'izim, the second Pasuk, so Rashi says, you might remember the Rashi Tovu Es Ha'izim, we've got a bit more time this year to learn the Rashi, it's two sentences, Vayakam Hikudei. So the Pasuk, Rashi says, Tovu Es Ha'izim, that they spun while the hair was still growing, while the hair was still joined to the goats. They spun the hair. Says the Mesh Chochma, the halacha is a live animal is not mekabel tumah. A piece of meat, once it's shechted, is mekabel tumah. But a behemah, b'chayel, a live animal, is not mekabel tumah.
So who cut the hair off?
So you get someone else. It doesn't say they cut it off. It says they spun it. So therefore, the first pasuk says the Mesh Chochma is speaking about stam materials. So not every isha could be involved, because many noshim were posel, were tomei. So v'chol isha, loshin yachid, to imply not that many noshim could not be involved, because that was something which was already regular threads, which were not joined to a live animal. That's the first posel. The second posel, which is speaking about tovu es ha'izim, which was on the goats, when the goats were still alive, so there it's not the kabel tumah. The every isha, there was no exception, because even if you were tamei, it's not a problem. It's v'chol hanoshim. That's why there it's loshen rabim kol hanosh. That's one point. Let's go back to the Kesem Mishnah. So the Kesem Mishnah says from this pasuk the Rambam brought a raya that noshim were mechuyev in the Mishkan. So the Mefarshim ask on the Kesem Mishnah, what's the raya? Lo'olam, I'll tell you, noshim are not mechuyev in the binyan of the Mishkan. Noshim are not mechuyev to shachar lulav either, but they still do so. Noshim are not mechuyev to listen to the shofar, but they still do so. Noshim are not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, and they still do so because they want to be part of it. So maybe noshim tanker not mechuyev in the construction of the Mishkan, but nevertheless they wanted to be part of it. So they went and they did what they could. So where's the raya of the Kesem Mishnah? From this pasuk, yes, it says in the pasuk that the Noshim were the ones who made these threads for the Mishkan, but where does that prove that Noshim are Mechuyev? Maybe they're not Mechuyev, but nevertheless, not Valibon, nevertheless, they felt they wanted to donate what they could do, even if they're not Mechuyev. So you could say, one answer, maybe this is a valid answer, that if Noshim would not have been Mechuyev, so the men wouldn't have let, because it's our mitzvah. So you're not going to give away Memele if the Noshim are Mechuyev. So then, you have to allow them. They're also Mechuyev. But if Noshim are not Mechuyev, so Anoshim have got a mitzvah to do this sewing, to do this weaving. If the Noshim are doing it, because they're taking away, they're doing something for them and not Mechuyev, and they're taking away a mitzvah from the Anoshim. So Mechateisa, that the Anoshim would have allowed the Noshim to do such a thing from the fact that the Anoshim went and did it and the Anoshim allowed them, L'chayr demonstrates that Noshim were Mechuyev. That's one approach. However, other Mefarshim say as follows. There's a Gemara in Gittin, in Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara says that an Isha who writes Tfilin, parishes for Tfilin, the parishes apostle. Because we dash in uksharatom uksavtom, mi sheyeshna bikshira, someone who's mechuyev in ukshira, in wearing the tefillin, is able to do ksiva, is able to write the parshas. Someone who's not in the mitzvah of uksharatom, neither does the koyach of uksavtom apply to them. So noshim, the Gemara is going at the man da'amah that noshim are not mechuyev, it's as man garama, they're not mechuyev in tefillin. Ibazoi, they're not uksharatom, so they're not kosher of uksavtom. So Tosfos over there in Gittin brings, in the name of Rabbi Tam, that this cloud doesn't just apply to Tfilin. It applies to any mitzvah from which Noshim or Potor, for example. What will be the din, says Tosfos, a chiddush. An Isha goes and ties the lulav with the hadassim and the aravos together. She does the eged. Says Tosfos, according to what we see from Rabbi Tam, it's possible. Can't make a brach on it. Because since Noshim are not Mechuyev in Dalad Minim, so just like we see that Noshim are not Mechuyev in Tfilin, They're not uksharatom. Therefore, there's no uksavtom. Therefore, they can't. They're not kosher to write. Even though they want to be dinay, they want to do it. I'm sure you want to do it, but it's not kosher. You're not fit for it. So also, when it comes to daraminim or any other mitzvah which they are not mechuyev, they can't create the mitzvah. And if they do so, it's possible. According to Tosis argues, but this is the shita Rabbi Natan. So the Farshim say, can Zayin, the Kesem Mishnah was going, Bedas Rabbi Natan. If Noshim would not be mechuyev in building, in constructing the Mishkan, so now they're going ahead and they're weaving these threads for the Mishkan, they wouldn't be kosher. It wouldn't be kosher for the Mishkan. Since we see that the Noshim went and they were doing the Shulchan Noshim Tavu Asayisim, Muzay, then they're Mechuyev. Oh, Oibazai, since you see they're Mechuyev, Oibazai, just Rambam, just like they were Mechuyev to build the Mishkan, so also the Doiras, they're Mechuyev to build the Mishamitosh. And that's what the Rambam means, says the Kesem Mishnah, that Noshim of Mechuyev, Kam Mikdash Hamidbar, like the Mikdash, like the Mishkan that we see clearly, Noshim were Mechuyev, so therefore, Zokter Rambam, I learn out, Beis HaMikdash L'Doiras, from Mishkan, just like there, were Mechuyev, also L'Doiras. However, the Mepharshim come, many ask Akasha, Astira in the Rambam Minebe. Because the Rambam, this is Halacha, a good base of the Rambam, the second part of the Halacha. The Rambam says, Anoshim, Anoshim HaMukhuyev. Now let's go back to the first part of Halacha, Yud Beis. The Rambam Paskins, Gemara Shavuos, Ein Boinin Es HaMikdosh Balaylo. The Beis HaMikdosh cannot be built by night. It's Gemara Shavuos, Shenema Ubayoyim Hokim Es HaMishkon. Bayoyim Makimin Veloy Balaylo. You can build the Beis HaMikdosh by day, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash by night. Noivazoi, obvious question. There are many mitzvahs from which Noshim are potter, purely and simply because it's a mitzvah shaseish hazman gorama, because you can't do them by night. Tzfilin, tzitzis, they can't be done. Kriyashma, they can't be done by, there's man gorama, they can't be done by night. So therefore, there's the it's man gorama. In the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam says, "Ein boinin es hamikdash balayla." There's no such thing as binyan bis hamikdash balayla. This man of binyan bis hamikdash is dafka b'yoyim and not balayla. That surely implies that binyan bis hamikdash is a classical example of a mitzvah saseish as man gerama. And yet the Rambam then carries on and says that all the noshim are also mechuyev kemitzvah hamidbar. How could this be? Tepuk lei, it's a mitzvah sasei, shazman grom. According to Tosis holds afin hoyu bois hanes, only drabonon. So the Rambam would have to argue with that. And we find it in drabonons. Kriyas Megillah, Dalet Tosis. Matzah is a drosha. Matzah is a drosha. Anybody who's not allowed to eat chametz. In it's okay. So I'd like to suggest or say over two svaras, which are written in the Mepharshim to answer this question. Two suggestions why there shouldn't be a problem of mitzvah saseish as man gerama due to the fact that binyan bis hamikdash is only by day and not by night. So the first svara is as follows: I'm afraid I'm under a kasha. Even if you wouldn't know this din, that Binyan Bis HaMikdash is not by night. But everyone knows, Binyan Bis HaMikdash is Zichah, not Toch HaShavos. That's the beginning of Vayakel, beginning of Parshas Kisisa. We know the Bei Halachas, one of this is, I say is not Toch HaShavos, because Binyan Bis HaMikdash is not Toch HaShavos. You can build the Bis HaMikdash within a week and not on Shabbos. It's like a Frega Nakasha. Without this Rambam. Oibazai, Noshim should be potter, because it's a mitzvah saseish, that's man gerama. Why? Because you can only build a Beis HaMikdash 6 days a week. On the seventh day on Shabbos, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. Oibazai, being a Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah saseish, that's man gerama. Straightforward question. The terrace is that the chayra, this is where it doesn't start. Because the rule of man gerama means that it must be that the reason why I'm not doing this mitzvah in a certain time is because of the Zman of the mitzvah. So for example, the mitzvah of Lulav has a Zman. It's from the 15th day of Sukkot for 7 days, that's the Zman. The rest of the year is not the Zman of the mitzvah. Or any other mitzvah which is limited to a Zman. When we say Ein Boina Beis HaMikdash, when we say that you can't build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, it's not because Shabbos is not the Zman of building the Beis HaMikdash. Be'etzem, Shabbos is the Zman of building. Now there happens to be 39 melachas, which the Torah says you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and it's a Lois HaSei Sheish Boi Chorus. And even though you have a mitzvah saseh to build the Beis HaMikdash, we have a rule, and even though we have a rule of asay doicha lois asay, but we also have a rule of ein asay doicha lois asay sheish bekoros. The asay of being a Beis HaMikdash hasn't got the power to be doicha, a powerful lois asay sheish bekoros. So therefore, oy bazoy, cook the chais, be'emes, the mitzvah saseh of being a Beis HaMikdash applies on Shabbos as well. There is an asay. No, there's a brick wall. I happen to have a lois association by chorus, which doesn't allow the aseya to be doicha. You might say that's not considered zman grama. Zman grama is when you can't. That when you there'll be a zman when this mitzvah doesn't apply, and because there is a zman when this mitzvah does not apply, that makes it zman grama. On Shabbos, binyan b'shamikdash applies on Shabbos like it does during the week, and therefore that's obvious why it's not considered a zman grama. That's why it's lechayr obvious. It happens to be there's a Tosfos in Maseches Menachos which would make that this svara is not so obvious. Rabbi Kivega asks on the Tosfos. I'll tell you over the Tosfos. There's a halacha by Karbonos smicha. There are various an oila, a shlomim. You have to do smicha. And there is a man, the Amo, who holds that smicha is only anoshim. And not Noshim, and he has a posuk. B'nai Yisrael Simchim, B'nai Yisrael are not Simchis. His Tosfos comes and asks the following kasha. Listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why do we need a posuk that B'nai Yisrael don't have the mitzvah of smicha on karbonas? For it is obvious, it's a mitzvah sasej, as man garama. Why is it man garama? Says Tosfos follows. The shechita of the carbon can only be done by day. All avodas can only be done by day. We haven't yet spoken about smicha. Smicha is not subject to that rule. Smicha is not an avoda. You don't need a kohen for it. Anybody can do it. The owner of the carbon does it. But shechita must be done by day. We have our locha, tekef lismicha shechita, which means that the smicha must be done exactly tekef the dibur, almost before the shechita. You can't do the smicha and then go for a cup of coffee and come back and do the shechita. You must do the smicha mamish a split second before the shechita. Which means, that's what Tosfos says, if the shechita must be done by day, then automatically the smicha must be done by day. We can't time it perfectly, so therefore, smicha must be done by day. Tosfos, kup dechai, smicha is a mitzvah sasej, has man garama. You can only do it by day. You must say, for Jesus, why do I need a posuk of B'nai Yisrael v'loi B'nai Yisrael? Why do I need a posuk to tell me that Noshim are a special posuk that Noshim are not in the mitzvah of smicha? It's obvious. It's a mitzvah sasej. It's man grama. Frekiv kivega gaval. What's the kasha? L'chayr, you would consider this man grama, but Emes by night is also this man of smicha. Navaz, there's a technical problem. Since I've got to do the smicha a second before the shechita, so the reason why I can't do the smicha by night is not because it's not the zman of the smicha. This is zman of the smicha. It's because grada, I've got to do the smicha just before the shechita, and therefore it comes out in practical terms, you've got to do the smicha by day. But it's not the zman. It's not the smicha has a zman that the Torah says the time of the smicha is before the shechita. But there's no halacha. If shechita will be by laila, you can smicha by laila. Grada, shechita's by day. So you see from Tosfos that even if you have, Tosfos seems to have held, that as long as it comes out that you can't do this mitzvah in a specific time, for whatever reason under the sun, that's enough to make it be considered a mitzvah saseh, shasman grama. Even though it's a Zaitika reason. Even though the reason why you can't do it is not because of the Zman, it's because of a Zaitika reason. Nevertheless, I'm limited to Zman, I'm limited to certain times. There are times when I can't do this mitzvah. That's enough that it should be considered mitzvah saseh, Zman Garama. According to Tosfos Lechaira, according to that Tosfos, it would come back our hara. So then, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even the fact that you can't build a Beis HaMikdash Balayla, that should be considered the mitzvah saseh, Shazman, Garama. Aye, the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is not because it's not the Zman, it's because it's Grana, the Lamatas Malachas, there's no difference to Smicha, the Chayra. So the Smara which we said, that Shabbos for sure would not make it into a mitzvah saseh, Shazman, Garama, even though it sounds poshut from that Tosfos in Menachos, the Chayra, this doesn't say poshut. But like upon it, let's assume the Smara is a correct Smara. That the fact that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos doesn't render smicha a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because the etzem, the zman of the mitzvah, is on Shabbos as well. It just happens to be that there's lamentas malachas which is stopping.
Could one do smicha at the last second of night and do shechita the first second of the
morning? If we knew to the zman exactly.
Yeah,
but I think Tosfos is asking, since the Maisa, in practical terms, we're going to have to do it by day because we don't know. So Kuduk is for us, we have to do it by day. And that's enough of a reason.
You'd have the Tumit before anyway, which hasn't got Smicha. You'd have the Tumit first, you have to have the Tumit before all other Kabunas.
So Shchita, yeah. Oh, so now. Let's go with it. So this is why the fact that you can't shech the korban on Shabbos doesn't make smicha, doesn't make binyan beis hamikdash into a mitzvah saseh shazman garama. So now let's talk about ibazoi. Why do we not build the beis hamikdash balayla? The Rambam tells us the rule: ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla. So what is the pshat in this rule? So here come you can clarify hakira. Is the pshat it's a zman in the mitzvah, just like tzitzis is by Yom and not by Laila, Tefillin by Yom and not by Laila, that's the Zman of the Mitzvah. So Binyan Beis HaMikdash is also, it's by Yom below by Laila. The other side would be, no, maybe it's not a Zman in the Mitzvah. Maybe it's an Issa. For whatever reason, the Gzeres HaKosov, the Torah says, I forbid you, like I forbid you to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, I forbid you to build the Beis HaMikdash by Laila. So maybe we can clear two stones. What is the Pshat in this Halacha? That ain't boinim bis hamikdash balayla. Is it a zman in the mitzvah? So you have a zman like lulav and like tefillin in the tzitzis, or is it an issa like Shabbos? In the light of what we've said, the nafkamina would be whether the nafkamina leads to tzadim, whether it would make that binyan bis hamikdash is a mitzvah saseh shazman garama. If you say it's a zman in the mitzvah, Pukhtazavit Tzitzis is only by Yom and not by Laila. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only by Yom and not by Laila. It follows that Pukhtazavit Tzitzis is considered the Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is also considered Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama. But if you say that the Pshat in the Halacha is that it's not a Zman in the Mitzvah, it's an Issa. The Torah said, Gzeres HaKosuv, you mustn't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and you mustn't build the Beis HaMikdash by Laila. Oh, it's an Issa, that means Be'etzem, this man of the mitzvah is Balayla. No, it's a darn Issa, darnished. If that would be the case, then just like Shabbos does not make Binyan Beis HaMikdash into a mitzvah saseh shazman garama, then Laila also. In order to answer our kasha, the original question being, the steer in the Rambam, we would have to bring a raya to the second sad. We would have to bring a raya that which you can't build a Beis HaMikdash Balayla. It's not because it's a zman in the mitzvah, not because the zman of the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash is bayoim, but it's because there's an issa. We would have to bring a raya to this second set. So the Minchas Chinuch comes and says icha baraya. Shadoah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, speaking about the Karban Eimer, I'll just cut a long story short. The Gemara, it comes out from the Gemara from Rashi, Bayis Shlishi, we know, is going to come down from Shemayim. So Rashi says, as it comes from the Gemara, Bayis Shlishi could well land by night as well. Could even be built by night. As the Gemara says before, Bayis Shlishi could arrive, could be built by night. So Rashi asks the Kasha, I ain't building a Beis HaMikdash Balayla. So Rashi says, you're not building it. It's going to come down ready made. And since it's going to come down ready-made, it could even arrive balayla. Says the Minchas Chinuch, time at the Minchas Chinuch the following. Bishleim, if you say that the reason why we must not build the bin, the Bisha Mikdash by Laila is Stam and Issa, like Shabbos. So that's stuff if we're involved. If we need to build the Bisha Mikdash, so therefore we can't do it by night. The by Shlishi, which is, we don't need to build it, so it can come down by Laila as well. We're not being involved, what's the problem? Very good. But if you say that Binyan Bisha Mikdash has a Zman, the Zman of Binyan Bisha Mikdash is by Yom and not by Laila. The Zman of a Beis HaMikdash becoming a Beis HaMikdash, Tanya the Mechaz Chinuch, is only by Yom, not by Laila. So what's the chilek whether we are building or it's happening by itself? But the Zman of a Beis HaMikdash becoming a Beis HaMikdash must be by Yom and not by Laila. People say, what does it help that Rashi says, Rashi Tanya is the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Shlishi can arrive by night because we're not building it, so what, you're not building it? But if there's a halacha of Zman, that the Zman, when the Beis HaMikdash becomes the Beis HaMikdash, has to be by Yom and not by Laila. If that's the case, man ishtana, whether it's we're making it to a Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's landing where Hashem makes it. Sof kol sof, it can't be kasha if it starts by Laila. Laila loves Zman Mikdash. Laila's not the Zman when a Beis HaMikdash can become a Beis HaMikdash. This is a raya to the other side. Is a raya that which we're not allowed to build, which ain't b'nei Beis HaMikdash b'layla, is because of stam and issa. We mustn't build. Doesn't affect when it comes down ready made. It's like Shabbos, and therefore there's no problem of mitzvah saseh shazman grom. It's one svar. The kitzah, a second svar. Again, the problem is that we see that b'nei Beis HaMikdash doesn't apply b'layla. L'chayre, that should make it into a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and yet we see the noshim al mechuyev in binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the second svara is a svara of the Turi Eben. I'm sure everybody remembers the Tosis in Kedushin, famous Tosis in Kedushin. The Gemara says about mitzvah mila that dafka anoshim, dafka the father is mechuyev and not the mother. Oisoi v'loi oisoi. Every single bar mitzvah, rei bar mitzvah drosh is on this Tosis. And Tosis asks the Kasha, what do you need the pasuk for? Teipuklei, Mila is a mitzvah saseh shazman garama, because you can only do Mila by day, and you can't do Mila by night. So it's a mitzvah saseh shazman garama, Tosis Kasha. And Tosis has got his teretz, kominei tirutzim. The Turi Eben comes, and he says the following svara. Zokta Turi Eben, that which you can't do Mila by night, is not because it's a Zman in the mitzvah. It's not like Lulav. It's not like Tzitzis. That Tzitzis has a Zman of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is by day and not by night. A Zman of the mitzvah. The reason why Mila doesn't apply, you can't do Mila by night, is because there's a halacha. That in the halacha of Mila, which is the mitzvah's Mila, which is done by night, is a psul. It's a psul in the mitzvah. So I'll give you a muscle. Just like, for example, the halacha is, a goy who does mila, it's not a valid mila. It's possible. Doesn't work. Someone does mila by laila, the reason why, it's not because it's not the zman, it's because it's ki'ilu. I just mean it as a muscle. It's ki'ilu, by night, the mila, it can't work. It'll be possible if you do it by night. It's not a zman, not like it's not like tzitzis, where there's a zman, it's possible. Bermes, mila yomuchoyev day and night. Now, sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't work. Not sure if you hear the swara. When it comes to tzitzis, the reason why by tzitzis by night, it's a zman in the mitzvah. The Torah says, isa moisoi, the zman of the mitzvah is when you can see it, and not when you can't see it. By mila, that which there's no mila by night is not because the zman is by yoyim, says the Turi Eben, and the zman is not by night. The reason is because one of the halachas of mila is, by night, mila doesn't work. It's like you're doing mila in the wrong place. It's not a halacha that the zman, it's not the zman of the mitzvah, it's a halacha that poshut, the maisa mila doesn't work. But ever the zman of mitzvah mila is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just what? It's just that sometimes the mila doesn't work. By night, you do it by night, become possible. Kibbe Goy is doing it. When do we say something is man garama, says the Turi Eben? That's when the reason why you can't do it at a certain time is because that's not the man of the mitzvah. by Mila. The reason why there's no Mila by Laila is not because it's not the zman of the mitzvah. It's because by now the mitzvah doesn't work by now. Whereas it is the zman of the mitzvah. The poshut, it doesn't click. It won't work by now. That's not considered mitzvah sasech as man garama. Maybe the same thing in Binyan Bishamikdash. That which ain't Binyan Bishamikdash Balayla, it's not a man in the mitzvah, is because it doesn't work. Poshut, it doesn't work. If you build the Bishamikdash by night, it's not going to be Chal, Kedushas, Bishamikdash on that which you're building. It's not a man in the time of the mitzvah, in the time when he's supposed to do the mitzvah. It's halach in the Hechshem, Poshut doesn't work. According to the Turi Eben, that would be why it's not considered the mitzvah sasech as man garama.